The Princeton Tigers held serve this evening at Jadwin with an 84-70 win over the feisty Columbia Lions. Caden Pierce with 19 points led four double-figure scorers for the Tigers. Daylon Davis with a career-high 16 got Player of the Game honors. We're going to listen in to Mitch Henderson and Daylon Davis at the Tiger post-game press conference. Henderson and Davis will be joined by Blake Peters.
First, as it relates to Alaco, we don't really know what's going on. We'll find out either tonight or tomorrow, so we'll have more information then, but we really have nothing to say about it.
Did you see what happened to him?
No. So, I mean, but, well, you know, it mushes the, you know, you always sort of know, and then when it's something that's a little off, you're like, okay, something's off, so. We'll figure it out tomorrow. But it was a hell of a win. Columbia was awesome tonight. Gave us everything we can handle. And then I thought we caught up to their speed, which will be another factor tomorrow night. Six turnovers, which is terrific. Daylon was awesome off of the bench. Gave us a real lift.
Daylon, when did you kind of figure out you were going to have to start the second half there?
Just now, at halftime. We don't know what's wrong with Miss.
Five seconds before.
Yeah. Surprised to me, honestly, but no, you gotta step up when name is called, and we did that as a team. So,
but how do you think the team reacted to not having their leader in the
back? Yeah, and I thought fine. I don't know, Blake. What do you think?
I mean, he's definitely lost. What do you think about his energy? I've never seen someone be able to worry about himself, but also like know every single thing about the scout, every single tendency of the other team's players. So, it was tough not having him out there, but I know we got some great players on this team, and we came through, and tomorrow we'll be just fine.
What do you think of the job Daylon did? Getting thrown in there with the starting group.
I mean, he's been incredible all year. Big time player, Whitney Young. We had high expectations for him coming in. A lot to his high school my freshman year. So we talk about that on occasion. But, he's been giving us production all season off the bench. So not surprised. He's doing great.
Yeah, Coach, 9 combined threes from these two today. So what do you have to just say about the play?
I mean, I think that, we were getting really good looks. But I think it goes in all the time in practice. There's no surprise. Love seeing open shots taken. I thought we took good threes.
You mentioned their speed early. Was it missing shots, or was it that the speed that gave you guys a little issue there to start?
That's the fastest team we've seen all season. Just the way the ball's moving. It was drastically improved from a year ago. I said this the last time we played them. It's hard to get set defensively. Then you sort of start to get used to the speed. I don't know. This is what I'm saying. These guys are out there, but I thought they were shifting us defensively. And then we were stunned, and that affected us offensively, I thought, on the other end of the floor. But went into halftime, if they hadn't made that three, you're up 11.
Daylon, how has being around this group of guys who had the experiences last year helped you be ready to step up when you're number?
I mean, obviously, they're everyday guys. They come into practice and they lead, they work, show us freshmen how to, do it the right way and win. So it's been a blessing, especially, seniors and obviously Blake right here and all the upperclassmen and sophomores. So, welcoming group. We're a tight-knit group, so it's been great.
Coach, the big story all season has obviously been Xavien Lee averaging 18.3 points per game. How reassuring is it to have these two young men step up when he's having an off day?
Yeah, I sort of look at it as like, I don't know if it's a democracy, it's more of a meritocracy, Xavien tends to get a lot of the looks, but he had 6 assists tonight, which is really good. And I think that the guys are committed to taking great shots. As long as the groups continue to do that, the ball tends to find the right shot. Tonight it found these two guys quite a bit. So Xavien will have his nights. He's had plenty of big ones for us.
Coach,
when you lose Matt to start the second half, are you doing calculations in your head of who you're going to on the bench, or are you just telling him, I'm going to lean on you?
Lots of calculations. I've had the good fortune of not – I mean, Mush has been an iron horse. I mean, we haven't not had him once, so – I don't know what I was. I don't know what was going on in my head. It wasn't pretty, but I thought the guys were great.
Coach, you talked about speed. How important is it going to be to slow the pace down tomorrow against a team that kind of just lives and dies by the three?
Yeah, it's this speed is side to side. That speed is up and this way, straight down your throat. They rolled us in Ithaca. Was not close. It was the one game this season where we weren't even in the game. So. We'll be ready.
And offensively, I mean, the team's given up 47 to Dartmouth in the first half, gave up 46 in the first half to Penn today. Penn tried playing zone, didn't work, but how are you going to try to exploit their defensive woes?
Outscore them.
Penn did outscore them.
You know, yeah, it's a smart ass answer. Sorry. We're going to have to make shots. They're just so prolific offensively. And, you know, our shot selection also dictates your ability to get some stops on the defensive end. But, we've seen them so much, and the guys are familiar. These guys are familiar enough. We'll be ready.
Top of the Ivy League showdown tomorrow, you guys have been there, but to have the last home game be against Cornell in this situation, what should we expect from the crowd as well?
I mean, this is the moment you live for. After everything we went through last year, all season, you worked to get to this point. We're finally here. We know what we're playing for, so I expect it to be a show.
Obviously, Cornell is a huge game. You lost the last one against them. How do you approach Cornell differently than you do other Ivy League teams, or is it the same preparation for the bigger team?
It's not the same preparation at all. I think that's the intention of what they're doing. They want to make you uncomfortable, so it's very different prep. So, but that said, it's a game, and you've got to get stops and make some shots. So we'll be focused on that. First thing we got to do is rest.
Coach, kind of off topic here, but do you have any comment about the future host sites for Ivy Madness? I mean, the 100th anniversary of the Palestra, and they're doing it at Brown, and then 2027, they're doing it at an arena that can only fit 500 people.
Yeah, and no comment.
Which you wanted me to ask.
Yeah, I like when the one seed earns some advantages. So,
Dale. What style of play do you think was best to cope with Columbia's speed? What type of defense was able to cope with Columbia's
speed? I think just we started moving our feet a little better, man to man, moving our feet much better. Good question.
Dalen, you're called upon for your biggest role of the season, the second half. Respond in a great way. How does that change your confidence for a huge game tomorrow?
It's practice. Building habits. All season long, I've been in practice, making mistakes and just getting it right. So, it's the same game.
Coach, it seems at certain points in the game you were shouting no and kind of trying to slow the game down to your offense.
Was it that loud? You could hear me?
Yeah.
I have a real connection with Mush, and the guys listen to him maybe more than me. So I was just a little louder than I should have been. Maybe they were listening more than I thought, but I was trying to just say hey, let's take care of the ball. I thought that if we could do that and understand the moment, how to win, look, I probably shouldn't be yelling so much.
Coach, you took a timeout when the team was shooting 4-for-14 from the field. What's the message that you give the team when they started off very poorly?
Let's go inside. We have to go, the ball needs to go inside. I thought we were getting some good shots, but let's go inside first, see if we can get ourselves to the line. We ended up, getting to the line 15-for-15 from the free throw line, which is really, really good.
Anything else
for
anyone?
Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you. Hey, George.
Good luck. Well, that's it from Princeton. I'm visibly relieved Mitch Henderson. What if you didn't see the game, you're not probably not aware that Matalako was injured, left the floor, only played 18 minutes. That's the shortest stint he's had in probably in his career. And we're not sure, of course, what happened or what his status will be for tomorrow. But if there's anyone in the Princeton lineup who will get back on the floor quickly after something like that, it's Matalako, as you all know. That's it from here. Thanks very much for listening. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.